calling the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. Today's Friday, February 15th. Let the record reflect. The time is 1:32. Today we have President Senator Schauer, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence your cell phones. Thanks to those helping us. Please keep your questions and comments, members, focused on the bill before us. Concise questions, thoughtful brevity are the order of the day. We have one item on the agenda. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, temporary appointments to the Court of Appeals. We'll move the CS as the working document, go through the explanation of changes, and of course the committee can ask questions about the changes to either my staff or the Department of Law. Senator Schauer.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, I move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, Work Order 31-LS04854/M be adopted as the working document.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion. I'd like to ask my Chief Staff, Buddy Witt, to the table. Please place your name on the record and walk us through the changes from the previous version, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Buddy Witt, staff to Chair Hughes. Want to correct a typo there. Madam Chair, we've been working with the Department of Law and Crime Bills so often that I forgot to tell you that it's actually the Alaska court system that's in the room that can speak to the changes of the bill. So my apologies for that. That was my typo. This is explanation of changes for committee substitute for SB 55, version A to version M, based on comments from committee members in the introduction of the bill. It was decided that going from 3 years to 2 years would be the more appropriate measure in order to differentiate this appointment from any other normal judicial appointment. So Section 3 amends AS 2207070C to make the term of service for the Acting Court of Appeals 2 years instead of three. And then Section 3 changes the effective date of the repealer for AS2207.070C to July 1st, 2021 to coincide with that two-year term.
And thank you. And I'll just make the comment, there was interest. I had interest in possibly going through more of a process that we use for judge appointments, but because of the length of time that can take, 8 months or more up to a year, we thought it best to shorten the term. So are there any questions or comments from the members? I want to mention Nancy Mead with the Alaska Court System is here as well as the sponsor. Does anyone have questions or comments?
Madam Chair, would it be okay if she came up just to give us the court's opinion since we had so many questions on this
one? Yes,
give us the
yes.
Lead?
And thank you, Mr. Witt. Thank you, Ms. Mead. Please place your name on the record.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Nancy Mead, General Counsel for the Alaska Court System. The court system, as I mentioned last time, is pleased to see this bill, and we welcome the relief it would bring to our Court of Appeals. I'd be happy to answer any specific questions.
Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had talked afterwards about whether or not the courts were going to ask them if they thought that this was something they wanted to see moving forward. You may not have been able to do that in 2 days, but did you have a chance to discuss with them and get an answer if they would like to see a more permanent structure change or funding for this?
Thank you, through the chair, Senator Schauer. Yes, I did get a chance to follow up on that, and it's the court's preference to make this the temporary appointment as reflected in the bill. They don't feel the need for a fourth permanent judge. Most appellate courts operate most effectively with an odd number of judges, and they don't think they need five, certainly. But this fourth temporary one will be good for just getting over the hump, and then they'd like to go back to the current, or what they have, which is the three permanent ones. And they're hopeful we have two very new judges. One was sworn in yesterday, and one's been on since 2017, and the other is relatively new, has been there since 2012. And with the enthusiasm and ideas of these now-seated judges, they think they have ideas for getting things through a little bit quicker once they're over this hump.
Okay. I'm seeing no other questions. Thank you, Ms. Mead.
Thank you.
Seeing that there are no further discussion at this point, I'm going to review my objection, and we have a working document. So if there are any other comments? No? Didn't think so? Oh. There is.
I guess I'd just easily make it now as after a motion because I'm not going to object to moving the bill. your comment about trying to find a way to have the judicial council process involved, I think is important, and it's something that that I looked at and spent a little time working with Ms. Mead on, was not able to find something workable in time to keep this bill moving. And I agree. I think it's important that we get the court system the temporary help it needs to get sort of the pig through the python and back to regular order of business. But it's, you know, this is a court of record. It sets precedents, and I think it's really critical that as we go forward with the bill, we continue our work to look for a way to make sure that it is only the very most qualified folks who serve on it. And the Judicial Council is the constitutional way to do that. You know, politics aside, in fact, the whole point is politics aside. I would rather have a governor with whom I have political and philosophical differences make an extra appointment than skip that step. So it's something I will continue to look for a way to do. But I do think it's important that we get the court system the relief to get these cases processed as soon as we can. So I'm not going to object to moving the bill. I will continue to work on some way to get that screening depoliticizing step in the future.
Thank you for those comments. And I had the very same concerns you did, and we vetted options as well, and that's one reason why we've gone from 3 to 2 years. So are there any further discussion? Oh, and I want to mention that a few moments ago, Senator Michiki has joined us. So see, no further comments.
Madam Chair.
Senator Michiki, please.
I just have questions on the amendment that we discussed. Is that now?
Yes, we adopted the working document, which changed it from 3 years to 2 years. So.
Thank you. Very good. Okay.
Okay. So what is the will of the committee, Senator Michiki?
Madam Chair, I move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, Work Order 31-LS0485/M from committee with individual recommendations in the forthcoming revised fiscal note.
And seeing no objections, the CS for Senate Bill 55 moves from committee. Congratulations to the sponsor. That concludes our business today. On Monday, we'll be introduced to Senate Bill 89, Legislature, Ethics, Conflicts, sponsored by Senator Coghill. We'll also take up amendments for Senate Bill 35, Crime, Sex Crime, Sentencing, Parole. However, we will not, and this is a change for members, we will not move the bill out that same day. I'd like to discuss the amendments, of which there are quite a few, and have those that pass incorporated into a new working document that we can double-check for errors prior to passing it to the next committee. Members are reminded that amendments for SB 35 are due into my office by the end of the business today. And one of the reasons we're going to delay it is because there were some drafting errors the last round. We want to get it right. As the policy committee, we want to do our best to catch everything before we send it on to the next committee of referral, which is the finance committee. So that is why we are going to take one extra meeting for that. So seeing no other business before the committee, well, there is some business. Senator Michiki.
There is, Madam Chair. I just want to thank you for taking your time on that bill. Drafting is difficult. These are very important issues, and I just appreciate you being as careful as you are to make sure that we get it right before that we move that bill on. So thank you for that, and anything I'm sure any of us can do, we're happy to support you on.
Yes, and I thank you for that. And one of the things we realized as some of the other statutes were addressed quite a few for months and months of committees over the last few years, the statutes pertaining to sexual crimes have not been addressed. And so in some ways, this is somewhat of some reform work we're doing, and it's quite complicated. And it is, I think it's the right thing to slow it down. So appreciate your support in doing that, and seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect the time is 1:42.